What's up, guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood. Have you ever been stalked and manipulated by a strange man under the screen name Monkey Man? Well, today's guests have, so make sure you tune in. We are talking season two of Tagged.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood. Today we are talking season two of Tagged.
Nice.
We just have a little spill over here, but it's totally fine. Today I'm joined by the cast of Tagged. We are so happy to have you guys. We have Lou Antorexa. Mm-hmm. Where can everyone find you on social media?
My handle is the same for everything, for Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. It's just Lulu Antorexa.
All right, and we have Leah Marie Johnson.
Hello.
Where can everyone find you?
On every single social media outlet, but it's different every single time. Just look for Instagram, it's just Leah. For Twitter, it's Liam Ray Johnson.
Awesome. And we have JC Kalen in the house. How's it going?
Hello, it's going great.
Where can we find you on social media?
Twitter and Instagram at JC Kalen. Yeah.
Okay. I do want to say it's so crazy that you got your name like Leah, like on Instagram. Like
that's
cool.
That's impressive.
I want JC.
That's impressive. Because like I know that Christians is like at Christian. You know, like he's like a Viner YouTuber and stuff. So I'm like, it's really hard to get like just
that
like a
one name status.
Yeah. It's so kind of like, yo, I'm Leah. Like you don't need to say my last or middle name. Like it's just Leah.
Like Lord or Adele.
Yeah, or Rihanna.
There we go, exactly.
Those three syllables. Yes.
So I want to talk about the renewal of season two of Tagged. How cool is that? Where were you guys when you found out?
It's an excellent question.
I was outside that door.
For season two?
For season two. Never mind. I thought we were talking about season three.
Yeah.
You go.
Season two, I think we all found out together at a screening.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that's when it happened. Yeah, so it was cool that we all got to share that with one another.
That's amazing. And season three is actually happening, and you literally just found out like 2 seconds ago, right?
Yeah. I did.
So congrats. Like, that's awesome. Season two's not even out yet, and here we are, like, season three.
Yeah.
It's really cool to have so many people behind us. Super excited.
We love this show.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm probably speaking for everyone, but I love filming this show. I love everyone that, like, I love working with these people. So, yeah.
It's an absolute season three. Absolute joy to work with everyone.
That's really cool. And you guys said you film in New Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Albuquerque.
Wow. So, like, you just, like, go out there for how many weeks at a time?
Usually around 6, including prep, and this time we'll be there a little bit longer, 7.
I'm usually there for like 2.5, 3.
Leah, really? Caitlin, and are there a little bit longer. Then people will filter in and out, so it's always a different dynamic every week, which makes it really fun and fresh. And so,
never know who you're going to be working with.
Absolutely. JC, sometimes you're there like a full week or like a couple days?
Me? In Albuquerque?
Question mark? Yeah.
Yeah, Albuquerque, yeah. About 2 weeks.
Yeah, like last season, our friend Nick was only there for like 2 days.
Yeah.
It was kind of unfortunate. Yeah, but like it was still fun.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I want to like recap season one a little bit, and then we'll get into season two. Season two doesn't come out till May 9th, if I'm correct, right?
That is correct.
And it goes live on Go 90?
Go 90, the first three episodes.
That's exciting. And then like when the other episodes come out, is that like a couple weeks later?
It is weekly, annually. So every Tuesday, another episode will come out. So you get three in the beginning, so you get real excited, and then it just filters one by one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Really? That means I'm going to... I've seen the first three episodes, and I was so impressed.
I know.
And I'm like, wait, I'm going to have to wait? Like,
You have to wait as well. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, they don't give you, like, a link where you can just, like, watch them all?
You got to have time to just, like, marinate and just, like, let it just wash over you really fast. Yeah. Just what happened? What's going on? Yeah. I need to talk about it with someone.
Exactly. That's so true. Okay, so, well, in the beginning, we have Haley, Rowan, and Alicia. And they're getting harassed by this man named, or this person under the screen named Monkey Man. And at this point, no one really knows who it is. It could be anyone. I thought it was you for a while, to be completely honest. But, I mean, you never know, like, who it is. And then whenever we find out at the end, it's just, like, this shock. And it's like, of course it is. And it's sad. And shame on... I'm kidding.
season one?
Yeah. Like, whenever you guys found out about that, like, did you know in the beginning going into it who it was going to be, or...
No.
Through the auditioning process, we didn't know. I don't want to speak for you, but I definitely didn't know. Mm-hmm. And then we received the full script when we were... given the parts, and as I read through the entire thing, at the end of the script, I was absolutely flabbergasted. Mm-hmm. It was really overwhelming and really sad. You're absolutely right to use that adjective, and it just created such a well-rounded story, I thought, and it was just extremely well done, so kudos to Hannah McPherson for writing such a wonderful script.
Hannah.
Yes, yeah. Go Hannah. I do want to say, whenever these types of shows happen, you know, there's always, like, that person who's, like, harassing everyone and, like, mm-hmm. you know, terrorizing them, and it's so scary. And then whenever, with this show at least, whenever you find out the reasoning behind it and how he was alone and felt, you know, like, not appreciated and just kind of in the background, that made it 10 times more sad and, like, realistic, because, like, these things actually happen. Like, people get ignored all the time. People mm-hmm. feel like their self-worth is not a thing. And so seeing who it was and their reasoning behind it was just so, like, it just broke my heart. I was like, wow. But it was realistic, you know? It's not like, yeah. oh, it's this creepy man. Like, you know, Pretty Little Liars is amazing. It's one of my favorite shows. But, like, it's not like, oh, okay, like, this person has all this money and they're, like, doing these things with it. It's like, no, like, this is something real. Like, this person was affected by, you know, your characters. And so it's mm-hmm. kind of crazy to think that if your character maybe would have, like, met up with them here or there.
Maybe you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so your character, I feel like, has a lot of weight on her shoulders and feels somewhat responsible, maybe?
Certainly.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. The thing is, it could be anyone.
Mm-hmm.
This could happen to anyone, and anyone can justify it in any way that they want. Certainly, his actions are not justifiable, but in the end, you realize that there's actually deep hurt mm-hmm. and sadness in this person. And so there is a bit of justification in those actions. But yeah, Rowan and a lot of other characters definitely feel very responsible for mm-hmm. what has happened, and they try to justify it in many different ways.
Definitely. Definitely. I do have some photos. I don't know if we have them yet, but I do want to pull up the one where Alicia is getting taken away by... Let's show the first cast photo, too. Like, this is such a great bad A photo. I just gotta say.
I love taking that photo.
Was this, like, whenever you were filming, or was this, like, before, like, right as you guys got cast, where, like, your first day of filming, or when was this photo taken?
This is, like, in the middle of yeah. shooting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. we were filming... that's, like, the scene where, we're eating pizza, right?
Oh, I on ate the table. All the pizza.
Yeah, we're eating pizza on that table, and then they're like, all right, we need to get photos, and then we just, yeah.
Like,
that
was fine, nice.
We were all there.
Down.
We were all at the school.
Yeah, that's awesome. Fun. And then the next photo that I wanted to show is you guys in action here. What's going on in this photo?
Ash is taking Alicia away, or saving her from a burning... from burning to death.
Yeah.
And I'm behind
What are
them.
You doing?
Mm-hmm. We're running.
I'm saving. I'm
running.
Like, hell yeah. I'm yeah. like, woo, let's do this.
I know,
this.
You're a little bit behind. Like, where yeah. are
you at? I'm right behind her, just like...
You just can't see Lulu.
Yeah,
I like
in
that
the rear.
Too.
Making sure everyone's safe.
It's kind of scary, though, because usually the person in the rear is the one that gets taken first, so...
Well...
Yeah, Haley's but. Just trying to get the...
Haley's getting out there. She's like, I'm out. I'm done.
I know. This part was really sad, though, because... Not only did she almost burn to death, but it was almost like, I guess, Monkey Man's irony, because she, I guess, played with fire and in the okay. So was she responsible for her parents' death, or was it also kind of orchestrated by someone else to make it look like it was from her?
You're gonna have to wait and see.
Oh, there is like more storyline behind that one.
You're gonna
okay,
have
good.
To watch season two for a little bit of that exposition.
I want
to
give you like the answer, but like I
no.
don't spoil it.
Yeah, yeah, no. Honestly, I thought that like maybe that it was answered in season one, because I was like, okay, I think that. It was her. For a while, we thought that. And then afterwards, we were thinking, oh, maybe there's more behind it. But,
There's always more behind
there's
it
always,
in this show.
Yeah, always.
There's always, like, a ton of layers.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so much fun to
seasons.
Film. Yeah, yeah. More seasons.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, and this part also, whenever she has, like, ugly and, like, mm-hmm. the things carved into her, that was, like, a real scary moment as well. Like, this
Absolutely.
Guy's not messing around.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I think that's, like, the first moment in season one where you're, like, wow, this is real. Like, this is legit. Like, he's like, he actually wants to hurt us.
Yeah.
And And filming that scene was also very scary, because we actually were in an abandoned building,
mm-hmm.
and we actually did get to like, they set like a real fire, and we like got
oh
to like
gosh.
Run out of it. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a really cool experience.
Yeah.
That. You're right.
Yeah, they had like this long, like what? Yeah, like a long string, and then like they set it on fire and like had it go through the hallway.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you guys did it yourselves, like running through. You didn't have to mm-hmm. have a stunt double or anything.
Absolutely. Wow. I don't think we had stunt doubles for anything in season one. I didn't personally. Season two is a little different.
Really?
A lot of stunts in season
stunts.
Two.
Did you have a stunt double for season two?
Yeah. I did.
And this is the next photo I want to talk about. So Sean is dating Nikki. That's a whole thing in itself there. I mean, I picked up on this, like, very quickly whenever, you know, she's like, push me on the swing, and then he's, like, looking over at your character. I was like, oh.
Shady.
Shady.
Sean is not a good guy.
No. Well, I mean, I think he has maybe some good intentions. Maybe
some good intentions.
But, I mean, it is kind of masked by, like, you know, infidelity.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. But what was it like playing your character, and what is the favorite part of your character?
My favorite part? He drives a Jeep.
There you go.
Yes. Drive a Jeep.
I drive a Jeep as well, but the one on the show is manual. Mm.
So do you know how to drive manual?
No, but I learned 5 minutes before the shot.
Stop. That's so funny.
We were in the car, we were trying to drive away, and we'd be like, "Urgh!"
Yeah, I would learn how
to. Did you stall out?
I stalled so many times.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
Everyone was laughing. Oh my gosh. But it was really fun.
That's on them. They got you a manual car.
I don't know why they did, but
that's
I like it.
That is so funny. That, I love moments like that whenever things in production happen and you're like, oh, we're just going to have to go with it.
I didn't even know.
I'm going to figure out how to drive this car.
Yeah. And you learn new, fun.
New skills.
Yeah, new skills.
Yeah. Exactly. That's so true. That's hilarious, though. So I do want to talk about the relationship that you have with Jake in the show.
Ooh.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That was so wrong, but so can I say it hot? You know what I mean?
Do I see are your eyes watering?
It's just a little bit.
I'm crying, emotional. About this relationship.
No, but I first of all, your character lies to him by saying that she's older.
Mm-hmm.
And once you guys get involved, it's there's no turning back at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it like playing a character where you were in an illegal relationship, in a sense? I'm not in a sense. It was illegal.
It was illegal.
Sugarcoat it.
Certainly. But I think Rowan is a very loyal person, mm-hmm. and she's a one-person kind of person. She has one parent that she relies on. She had one best friend, and she has one love, and that's Jake. And so when she met him and she realized that, I think more than anything, it was just, I just need to be with this person. Mm-hmm. This person understands me. This person shares this kind of loneliness that I do. And this person loves me. So it didn't matter to her what the barriers were.
Mm-hmm.
And she becomes very myopic and short-sighted. And you see that throughout season one. And you do see that throughout season two as well. When she wants something and when she's protecting something, she's going to be completely myopically focused on that. So more than anything, it was a short-sightedness in her youth rather than I want to sneak around and be shady. She truly cares about him, and most of season one is her protecting not only Haley, but protecting Jake.
Yeah.
Everything she does is for Jake.
Right. And Jake is cousins with Alicia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which adds a whole other aspect to
it. Whole other dynamic.
That was crazy. But yeah, so seeing your character and this relationship go back and forth, and then at the very end, and I know it, I don't know if this... I mean, I'm pretty sure most of the people watching are rooting for that ship, I guess. You guys, these characters.
It's pretty split, actually, which
really?
Is interesting to me. Yeah, which is totally fine because people are going to resonate with different relationships. But there are people who are 110% for it, and then people who are, sending me GIFs from Mean Girls where he's like, step away from the underage girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty split right now.
Wow.
But as the show goes on, people get older.
That's so true. And how old is your character in season one?
In season one, she's 16.
16, okay. So we have a while. Maybe by,
we have
season
three.
Yeah, season three, maybe the beginning of season four, we'll be able to make it legal. I love the relationship. I do get that it's tricky and that it's, you know, different, and I get why you're attracted to each other, and I do think it is more pure than what most people would think, because it's very, emotional rather than hormonal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, those things come with the package, but I feel like it's not, a sick thing. It's more of,
there's a sweetness and a romance and an affection that those two people have towards one another.
That's
certainly.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. And then you are an addict over here.
Hey.
with her pills and everything.
Yeah.
Which is supplied by Ash, who is Alicia's...
boyfriend.
Beau.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you may not be able to say, but in season two, do you finally get off the pills, in a sense?
Am I allowed to, talk about that? She's,
you can give us, a hint, but don't get yourself in trouble.
I'll just...
It's certainly a theme throughout season
okay.
two.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's just gonna end. The storyline does go on with that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And like the whole thing where you like poison your mom was so sad, like to see that you, because I mean, okay, I get coming from a family where at the end of the night you kind of have to like turn your phone in or whatever, like that's like a real thing, like to be honest, until I was like 17 or 18 at the end of the night I would plug my phone in downstairs and I would go up to bed, like that was just how it was, and I came from more of like a, I guess, conservative family in a sense. So I guess the reasoning behind you making her go to sleep was so you could leave or so you could grab your phone, right?
Yeah, well, I think, I think Haley, like, grew up in the same type of situation. Her mom was very controlling and very conservative, like, and in season one, Haley talks to Rowan about it and is like, well, I just felt so trapped. Like, I felt like I couldn't connect with anyone. I felt lonely and I feel like that's how a lot of teenagers feel, like, when they don't have their cell phones. I know I sometimes feel that way when I don't have my cell phone. Like, I'm detached almost from, like, the real world, but I'm not.
Yeah.
It just feels that way. And so I kind of understood, like, where Haley was coming from. I mean, I would never poison my mother. but, like, no, she wasn't poisoning her. Sleeping pills, like, that's, it's not it's that bad. It's not.
I mean, it's
like,
bad.
Like, honestly, when you think about it, like, though, like, she's kind of helping her mom out, you know? Like, get some sleep, mom. Like, you need it. Like, just rest. You've been working hard.
Yeah.
You can think it, you can turn it into, like, a positive thing.
I guess you could. I guess you could. But I love how... Not, I don't love this part, but, I mean, I think it was so, like, ironic how Monkey Man, like, filmed this whole thing to make it look like you were doing this to your mother, and, like, it was displayed in front of the entire school. And I thought that was very, like a Mean Girls type of thing to do.
Yeah, that scene was crazy. The theater scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that scene, but yeah, it's like a real thing that happens. Like, I don't know. I can relate.
Yeah, definitely. And like in the end, whenever season one kind of gets left off, we see your characters finally kind of let their guard down in a sense. You guys have like a night together, but your character's still with Nikki. Yeah. So I'm excited to see in season two how that plays out and how that relationship either grows or doesn't grow. Or whatever happens, because that was like an intense thing where it left off, and then we have to wait now and be like, what the heck?
The relationships in this show are very, they're messy.
Yeah.
They're messy.
Definitely. Like, what, okay, so personally, as an actor, are you more for your characters getting together, or are you more for stay with Nikki?
I think Haley and Sean share like a very like special bond, but I also feel so bad for Nikki throughout like both seasons.
Because
it's just, it's like, who can do that to like their, like, it, thinking about it like in realistic terms, like, who could do that to their best friend? It's, but like,
yeah,
Haley has such strong feelings for like Sean, it's like, it's hard to resist, you know. I think everyone's been in that position, right?
Definitely.
Yeah,
I would think so. I mean, I've never cheated on anyone before, but I mean, I guess
that's
I get.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
That is good.
I am very loyal,
good job.
Guys.
Yeah. We're all, for some reason, like, we're both silent.
Yeah. No, I get that it's like, it's a messy situation for sure. And I think in the show, we kind of see that whether it's right or wrong to cheat on someone, it's wrong. But like,
it's wrong.
But it's wrong.
Being in a relationship where you can kind of tell that Sean and Nikki are not quite maybe meant for each other, and they don't have as much chemistry as your characters do,
yeah,
it makes you want to kind of root for the other side. And it's so funny because that only happens like in TV shows. If this was real life, I'd be like, no. But in the, I'm like, yes, yeah, yes, go to her window. Let's do it.
But, it's a little, it's twisted, but it's still romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, well, I want to go ahead and get into season two. I know you guys can't say too much because we still have a few days to wait before the three episodes come out. So what can fans look forward to in season two?
A lot more thriller components. It definitely takes season one and spins it, and it's far scarier. I mean, it was scarier when I read it, certainly.
Yeah.
And there's a huge mystery right at the beginning of the show that it starts out with, so I'm really excited to see what you all think about
that. And that mystery is a mystery indeed. I've seen the first three episodes, and I was like, wait a minute, what's going on in here? Like, it was a great opening, like, seriously. And you guys have done an incredible job on the show. It's so captivating, and just after seeing season one, and finally, like, I mean, the cool thing about working here is I'm able to sometimes get screeners and stuff to watch things previously. And thank you so much, because I was, like, so excited. She's like, here's the first three episodes. I literally dropped everything. Binged the three episodes. It was so good. But I do love that, and I love the fact that it's like a show that is kind of like on demand, and like it seems mm-hmm. easily accessible to people all across the world, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And is it like all over, like every country is able to see it, or
we have a few okay. countries
I think
right
I
now.
I think it's like slowly becoming slowly available. Okay,
it's cool. seeping globally.
Oh, there's someone coming awesome. In.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, look who it is! What's up, man?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, how's it going?
Hey, come here. Come back on the camera.
Timothy Granaderos, ladies and gentlemen.
He was here doing stuff for 13 Reasons Why, the show that he's in.
Sorry to interrupt, but I had to say
no, that's so great. Hi, Dakota.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
How's it going in here?
Good.
Very well. Even better now.
Are you guys
rapping? Yeah, we're doing. It's live.
Oh,
it's live.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to, you can like kind of squat over here for a while.
Oh, okay.
We can.
As long as you can like get in the camera view here.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. I
don't
think
know.
He's right in the middle one. So that'll do.
I'm gonna use this one
I was
for
gonna
a while.
Flip over my headphones so you could hear.
That is so funny because we were going to try to get you in for the show, and then whenever we were talking about it, I'm like, I think he's already going to be in the studio for another
like
for
right
after
now.
Show.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, literally right after this.
Oh, right after this. Okay, you're getting ready to go in.
Yeah, for 13 Reasons Why.
That's amazing. Yeah, yeah. What was your experience like on that?
Oh, geez. It was extremely fun, and I think... after seeing the finished product, I mean, and the response to it, it's just like, it just makes all the work. You feel like, you know, the product. So I'm just ready to walk into all this
product. And then just walk into like realness. Right
I'm like camera ready,
yeah,
but I'm not. Yeah. So yeah, no, it was awesome. It was a great experience. I mean, bigger than that, I mean, the response it's gotten from people has been so much more rewarding than the actual making of it. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And we're talking about season two right now, and obviously you can't say much because it's not out yet, but I've seen the first three episodes, and seeing what happens, you know, in your character and Alicia and how that's all going to work out is very exciting / nerve-wracking / it's a lot.
Yeah I mean, obviously there's some new characters are introduced, so some new relationships might form, but I think all the old bonds from season one are going to come through.
That's amazing.
What do you guys think?
I agree.
It's kind of crazy because like after season one ends, we see that Monkey Man is Eric, that was like, we talked about this earlier, that was a very tragic situation. But as you guys think it's over, it's actually not, and these people titled # the zoo is kind of coming after you or wants some kind of revenge, or I guess at this point we're not really sure what they want yet. And so what can / can't you tell us about the zoo? Don't get yourselves in trouble, though.
If we say anything, we'll get in trouble, I feel like.
These people wear masks, so that's all we really know. And they kind of resemble different animals.
Yeah. I think maybe we can say that there's a lot more to the... Like, there are a lot more animals in the zoo this year, or this season.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year it was just Monkey Man. Mm-hmm.
And we find out he wasn't working alone, and we definitely deal with the motif of anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really scary, and you don't know who's who and who's on your side and who's not.
I agree.
And there you go.
Definitely. I think that's a great way to put it. And we actually have this picture here, honestly, I'm just going to predict that the person behind that mask is, I think, new character named Zoe. That's what I'm going to predict. Just from seeing her photo, because I saw that she was announced like being a part of the cast.
Emma.
That kind of looks like Emma.
Yeah.
I know, like,
I think it's like the fluff on the side.
Maybe. But that's my prediction. But I don't want to get you in trouble if you have to like...
Yeah, I'm going to step out. Hey, I just want to poke my head in. Good to see you guys.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Good to see you.
It's going to be amazing. Midnight.
That's so funny.
Have fun in your other interview.
So
I'm trapped. Stuck in the cold.
Yeah. What I want to see in season two, which at this point we don't know yet, is whether or not the zoo is controlled or was being controlled by Eric, or if it is like totally separate from that and it's just like someone else who's kind of coming in, like a group. So that's what I'm looking forward to. But I do want to say that I've heard that season two is going to be a little bit more sexy. If that makes sense. Is there a little bit more of mature things going on?
Yeah. There's some, like, makeout scenes,
little makeout
for sure.
Scenes. All right, cool. I'm always down for one of those.
Oh, JC's just like,
Yeah, it gets a little steamy.
All right. That's always good. Okay, so here's the photo.
That was a great word. use.
Steamy.
Yeah, it's a little steamy.
Yeah. So this is like, I'm guessing, like a new
Such
person
a great
being introduced.
Shot.
And I love how like tagged as a stranger. I love that. So I guess we can assume she's a stranger. She's coming in. We're not familiar with her with season one. Mm-hmm. I do want to say she did a great job in Pretty Little Liars this past week. She was in that.
For real?
Yeah.
She Good played, for her. That's
she
awesome.
She played like a, I guess her name was Catherine Daly. She was like a person who was the senator's daughter or something. And Hannah like clothed her for like a red carpet or something. And then A, of course, screws everything up. So, but you know, she did a great job. And I'm really, really excited that she's a new addition to the cast because I've recently been introduced to her. She's a great actress. And
she is.
Like, just from like seeing this photo and like the episodes that I've seen, she just seems like she has such a presence about her. And so... unique, and I think it's going to be exciting addition.
She's like a great addition to season two. It's really incredible.
That's she's exciting. Her character is incredibly intriguing and adds a completely different dynamic, so it's great to have her.
That's awesome. And I know you said in season two you have to use maybe a stunt double for certain things. But like, when you haven't had to use one, has there ever been any injuries on the set? Like by you guys, like while you're
actually yes,
that was all you though.
Oh my gosh.
This was just Noah and I were filming at like the abandoned like train place.
Oh, so the grotto, okay. Where the grotto
is,
where the skaters
hang out. The grotto, and like there was like this giant metal rod,
rusty rod,
and, like a rusty rod, and Noah started throwing it through like the already broken like windows, you know, like, and we were shattering them because it was like really fun because it was abandoned, you know. And then I wanted to try it. And so I threw it, and then it scratched my arm. And then we were all worried that I was going to get, like, tetanus. But I didn't.
There we go. I'll rock on.
I'd like to make it clear that I was not on set that day.
You're like, I have no water.
I have a bad cough. Sorry.
You have water, though, still, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want to know how that happened whenever you, like, jumped down or fell down into that pit with, like, the dead body.
Yeah.
Like, how was that like? Was that, like, did you have to really fall down into it, or was it kind of camera cuts, or how did that
It
work?
Was, I don't know, I think I actually had to, like, trip in into it, but there was, like, a pad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whenever that happened, it was alone. I think it was like 12:30, 1 a.m. when I was watching this. And whenever you like fell down into it, and then you're just like staring at this girl, I was like, oh my gosh,
that scene is crazy. Yeah, that was really fun to film. Mm-hmm. I was like in the dirt next to a dead body. So
yeah, sounds like a great Tuesday night. Like,
yeah,
just at work.
Just a casual day at work.
That is so funny. Let's see. Okay, so what do you think that season two brings that season one may have not?
I think what season two brings that season one did not is that season one was really an introduction into this family, particularly the three girls. And in this season, you get to see them act like a family.
That's exciting.
I see.
So there's different dynamics. They're justifying the death of Dunbar in different ways. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to see new relationships form because of similar justification tactics. And then you're going to see some people spread apart a little bit because they're not that similar in the way that they're justifying what has happened in their mind. But you get to see these three girls really unify and work together, which is a really, really cool thing to see because that they are so different and they're so strong in their own right. So it's really, really fun to see that. And it was super fun to film those scenes.
Yeah.
Also,
those are some of like the best scenes.
I think season two brings a lot more emotion.
Wow.
Yeah, there's
going to
be a lot of emotional scenes. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's pretty gnarly.
That's really cool. Because at the same time, you're trying to deal with the death of this person who is tormenting you. But at the same time, you've got other people to worry about now.
Yeah.
It's like you haven't had time to really heal. And then all of a sudden, these things are happening as well. So that does seem like it would provoke a lot more emotion.
Yeah.
For
sure.
But I'm so excited. You guys can find it at Go 90, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Go 90.
May 9th, right?
May 9th.
Okay, and season 3 is happening, and you're going to be filming that within the next few months or so. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
You'll have to come
Super
in for season
exciting.
3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but I do want to get into a portion here where we talk about some of your upcoming projects and stuff. So who wants to go first?
Oh, gosh.
Lulu, do you
want to
go first?
Yeah, Lulu.
Sure.
Lead the pack,
sure.
please.
So I just finished a pilot called Impulse, which is based on the Jumper series. So it's sci-fi and it's really exciting. And
I love Jumper.
One of the first times I got to play an antagonist too,
wow.
which is
oh,
really
nice.
exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be really interesting to see where that goes and if that goes anywhere and where people can watch that. I'm still in the editing process right now.
Let me know.
I will definitely let you know. It was really fun to film. We were filming in Ontario in January. Wow. I'm like, I live in California. I don't have clothes that actually keep me warm.
Right?
I have to go to REI and like buy a snow jacket. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
So there's that. And then I filmed a movie last year that is being edited and re-edited right now called What Still Remains. It's an indie movie. It is an action thriller, and I'm very, very excited about that project.
That is exciting. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. You guys have got so much stuff going on. It's crazy how you guys manage it all. I think it's hard to have like six different talk shows here a week, but let alone like all the stuff you guys do. It's crazy. But I do want to talk about your music because I love DNA so much.
Oh, thank you.
And the video was so intense.
Yeah, it's intense.
Like, how is that? And like, what is the inspiration? And how was it shooting that?
It was so much fun to film. I had like all my friends on set. JC was there.
Yeah.
It was really nice. I like wrote out the concept and everything, and I was like working with the director to like make it come to life, and it really did. And I love the way it turned out, and it was very like real, and it was fun. It was like, it was therapeutic almost. Yeah.
Yeah. And what other music do you have coming up?
I have another single coming out in the next month, and I'm actually working on the music video right now. Like,
oh, cool.
I've already written out the concept, and the music video is going to be insane. I think everyone's going to really like the song as well. It's different from DNA. It's like darker and a little bit racier, for sure.
Racier, okay.
Yeah, right. Well, you'll see.
The thing that I do love about the music videos that I've seen of yours is they're very involved. Like, it's not just you standing there singing, and like, there's things going on. Like, DNA was very raw. Like, the video was so raw and so emotional, which was really cool. The other video I saw, I don't remember the name of the song, but it was so cool.
Cold Dark Killer.
Was it the one that had like the... There was like vintage squares going, like swinging around. And
oh,
like,
that was Moment Like You.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that like so long ago. Let's not talk about that.
But I still
I like that one too. Yeah, I like the music video.
But the other one you were talking about was the Cold Hearted Killer, right?
Cold Hearted Killer, yeah. We filmed that on a Super 8 camera, so we only
had... That's really cool.
Yeah, it was so dope. So, but we only had like a certain amount of film because film for that is so expensive. So I filmed it with my friend Sarah Baba, who's an incredible like photographer, director, artist in general, and she had it all planned out. Like, we came up with the concept together, and then she had like, okay, we need to film this for 3 seconds,
wow.
So it'll like match up with like the rest of, because I didn't want to make a music video because I wanted to put money into my next single music video.
Yeah.
But even though I love Cold Heart Killer, but I wanted it to be like a mixture of like a lyric video and a music video. Like, just a very dope lyric video. Because I feel like people don't really pay attention to lyric videos anymore.
Yeah.
They make them so cheesy. And I don't mind like watching lyric videos, but they're just always, I don't know, I wanted to make it cool. So I hope it turned out cool.
Definitely.
Hope y'all like it.
Yes, for sure. That's so exciting. And what kind of stuff do you have going on?
I just recently got done with a web series called Haters with my friend Kian.
Yes,
that's so cool.
Yeah, and
I can't wait to see that.
It's basically like it's about these two haters. Well, it's about these four friends, and they were best friends in high school, or middle school actually, and they end up separating apart, and we play ourselves, Kian and JC. And we'll grow up to be the biggest thing on YouTube, and we have a mansion and a butler and all this. And then the two other friends, the haters, you know, they kind of just work at this video game place. And so it's kind of two separate like worlds, and we play both characters. So I play the hater and myself, obviously. And these haters are like kind of out to ruin their lives because, you know, obviously they're jealous and they're hating on them. But really, they're like the biggest fans because they have to keep up with like them, you know, and watch their videos. So yeah, that's pretty much what it's about. And we play almost every character in the show. So it was like a lot of hard work, and it was very intense. But we saw most of the episodes. It's still coming out right now, but it's fun to see it like all come to life. And
where is it going to be?
All the hard work, just what?
Where is it on just on YouTube?
This is on the full screen app.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, that is awesome. I don't think there's anything out there right now like that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a cool concept. So
that is very.
That's
cool
a really cool concept.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, I don't want to ruin it, but they finally meet each other because they don't know who's terrorizing them, or they don't know these haters. That's
wow.
So we finally meet at the end, and. Yeah.
That is so cool. The fact that you're playing most of the characters, that in itself makes me want to watch for sure. That sounds super entertaining.
That's really cool.
So and Kian plays a lot of the girls, and we had a kiss in one of the episodes. So
oh my gosh. That's a teaser right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that is so funny. That is amazing. Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining me. This has been so much fun. I can't wait to watch the other... How many episodes are in season two?
12
okay, so alright, so I can't wait to see the rest, and congratulations on season 3. Have so much
fun filming that.
Yes. And that's gonna be incredible. So you guys, where can everyone find you again on social media, starting with JC?
At JC Kalen.
At Leah. And sometimes Leah Marie Johnson.
Sometimes, on certain days.
At Lulu Antarixa for everything.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And next week, I will be interviewing a casting director about what it's like for actors after they've left and what the casting directors actually do. I know it's like this mystique.
Can I watch that?
Yes. Like, it's one of those things where you're thinking, okay, like, what are they thinking? Like, after I leave the audition room, what's going on? So I'm going to figure out, I'm going to sit down with him. I don't know how long it's going to be. I'm going to crack the code and figure out what's going on behind
the audition door. No, that's going to be a great interview.
Thank you. Well, you guys, thanks again for watching. Make sure to catch season 2 of Tagged on May 9th on Go 90. Thank you guys for joining us.
Have
a great day. Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.